You're listening to the Ask Ava podcast, where we give real answers to real questions from teens and young adults about relationships, consent, dating violence, and more. My name is Jessica Scoltetti. I'm an outreach and community engagement manager at Safe and Sound Somerset. We are Somerset County, New Jersey's lead organization for domestic and sexual violence services and prevention, and we have free services for everyone. So today I'm here with Victor Peralta, who is also an outreach and community education manager at Safe and Sound. Hi, Victor. How are you today?
Hi, how are you? How are you doing, Jessica?
I'm pretty well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good. I'm happy to be part of this podcast and thank you for having me take part of such an important topics.
Absolutely. So today's question from our youth is, why is it so hard for male survivors to ask for help? And I was hoping, Victor, I was going to throw it to you and ask you, you know, what are some things that you think contribute to this?
That's a very, very important question. And I'll get a crack at answering it. I think that certain gender stereotypes are all socially constructed. Because of it, it's difficult, in my opinion, for male victims of abuse to come forward, especially because men are stereotyped into a box. And I feel that the box is that you have to avoid coming out, expressing what happened to you. And that can take a lot of layers of different types of topics. Like, for example, if you come out and say, oh, this happened to me or that happened to me, then you're going to be perceived as being weak or afraid or a man, again, with a stereotype that cannot express his feelings. So as a result, in my opinion, men find it difficult to express emotions and ask for help. And that's a barrier for all males, in my opinion. And I think that's the driving force that keeps this going the way it is. And that's why I'm so happy that we're talking about this today. Hopefully we can open up the topic further and pretty much talk about the truth about the topic.
Definitely. Thank you. Yeah, we know, I can say this on our behalf as presenters and educators in the community that, you know, we get people, I've had people say like, oh, like, do men actually get abused? I've never really heard of that. Or like, do men get physically abused? The reality is that this is according to the CDC, the national numbers right now, the reality is almost one in three men experience violence from a partner in their lifetime. And then almost one in three men, this number just went up, unfortunately, experience sexual violence involving physical contact, which is sexual assault, in their lifetime. And those are huge numbers, right? Yeah.
They're very big numbers.
And I also, if it's okay, I just wanted to mention too, when we talk about men, we're talking about cisgender and transgender men. Unfortunately, transgender folks are at a higher risk for violence, and that's not their fault. It's because of the way other people treat them. So I will just mention that as well.
Yes, that. Thank you for adding that. You're correct on that. I agree with it. And it should be a very inclusive conversation.
Yeah, thank you. So can we talk more about the man box that you brought up? This is actually a term from an organization called A Call to Men, although you may have heard it from somewhere else, but I just wanted to give them some props. But can you describe more of the things that men are expected to believe or do?
Yeah, sure. I think that all the reasons include, from that perspective, it's almost like a refusal or reluctance to view their experiences as abuse. Mm. And I feel that it's almost like a self-victimizing language that is socially constructed depending on the environment that particular person came from. So the lack of available support or services, I feel that a lot of the services should be more supportive and should be more explicitly clear in their delivery so that the men, including everybody, cis men and everybody, can see the message for that or a particular agency to feel welcome to come out. But that's just part of the problem. I think that the experiences, which unfortunately a lot of it take forms of physical violence, creates this box, and that's what that's I'm referring this as a box because it's almost like a box of male masculinity slash self-victimization that you determine that, well, I am not going to seek out help because that's not what we do. And it is completely untrue. I feel that they have this loss of masculinity fear, in my opinion. It's almost like you're losing your masculinity and fear of it, and therefore, I am not going to talk about it because that's not me. It's somebody else, it's never me. So the barriers can be open so that everyone can seek help accordingly because it is no way of living and it's no way that anybody can live every day and be happy with themselves by not addressing the issue.
One thing that I've noticed too, Victor, is with, let's say, domestic and sexual violence organizations that you kind of referred to this, but I just wanted to bring it up to light again, is that even today in 2023, there's a lot of organizations that still have women in their name, and there's no mention of, any other gender, or it's women and their children. Even us, like, I don't know, something like 10 years ago, we had a name that was very gender focused, and we changed it to be more gender neutral to Safe and Sound Somerset for that reason. But I could imagine that somebody who doesn't see themselves represented on the website, right, in the name, might not even be comfortable reaching out. And I also want to be clear, like, we don't expect every survivor to reach out. Of course, we want them to know that we're available, but like, if and when you're ready, right, some male survivors may not feel comfortable reaching out, and that's okay, right? But it, I would imagine that's a huge barrier for some men.
Absolutely. Men, including cis men, as you mentioned before, everyone that falls into that bracket, maybe bracket is not the wrong, is the wrong word, I apologize, but in that category, I think that men are taught to identify, they're taught not to identify as victims. And because of that, they tend to suppress their emotions, in my opinion. And because they're vulnerable, in my opinion, then when they get to that point, which is this is the good part, some of them get to that point, okay, I need to ask for help. And then when they do, unfortunately, and again, a lot of the agencies, let me clarify, I think all of them are coming from a good place. All of them are coming from a good place. But I think they're missing the mark on something as simple as inclusivity, making sure that the language is for everybody. So in better words, if I'm looking for help because I went through some kind of trauma, whichever that may be, and all I see is, well, he did this and he did this to her, and I see that all over that particular agency that I was told to call, I may be reluctant to continue because a lot of people will research the company they're calling because they're already vulnerable. They're thinking about this. And then the branding and the marketing should be more inclusive, is what I'm saying. It shouldn't be targeting men or cis men or anyone in that category. Well, you're the typical person that is to blame for this, which is not the case because that person is looking for help. So it should be more inclusive. So you're right. I think a lot of these agencies are missing the mark in maybe including some welcoming message of inclusivity and not assuming or targeting one group as they're the ones that have caused this in the past, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I heard a quote once that makes me think of what you're talking about, which is, most abusers are men, but not all men are abusers.
That's
So
true.
not that I'd like to focus more on survivors, but I what you just said, like, rang in my mind, that quote. I think there's a lot we could do. So maybe when we talk about maybe just one more thing here today, what might be some of the things, like let's say we're talking to the teens, right? Like in high school or college age, you know, what might be something they could do to reach out for help?
That's a very good question. Just being supportive
Yeah, you mean
would
like to
be
their fellow? Is that what you mean?
to their fellow friend. Come from an avenue of listening and not judging. Keep in mind that your experiences may not be the same as theirs, so you have to just listen with an open mind and just be a support system. And the other thing that I can include, if it gets very complicated or complex because you are helping, and because now that person is actually expressing to you all of their trauma, for example, if it gets too big for you, it's okay. Ask for support from an adult or anyone that is in that category as far as a support system. It could be the school counselor, it could be your parents, perhaps, maybe. Don't be afraid to do that, because you know it's you wouldn't want to be traumatized as along the side of helping that person either. So that will be my opinion.
I love that. Some young men have mentioned to me like trusting a coach or even like a friend's parent, right? Or some other people that you might not automatically think of as a trusted adult, but that could be an avenue for you. And Victor, I think on at the end here, you made me think of there's an episode of the show Queer Eye on Netflix that just came out. I think it's season 7, and the first episode is about a frat house, and they like remade the frat house and had this whole week with the boys who live there. And there's a part of the episode where they start opening up to each other. And the one friend was like, I didn't know you were going through this. Like, it was really emotional and like very touching. And like the way that they talked about what you just spoke about like the not sharing what you're going through and holding it in was very like difficult to watch and affecting for me as a woman. But I just wanted to share that. I thought it was really well done. And if anybody's looking for, you know, something to watch related to that. Just wanted to share that like the strength of sharing with other men can be helpful to others.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's definitely a good point, and I agree with it. At the end of the day, when it comes to exploring reasons of why society doesn't look at this topic with a broader attitude, is the reason we're having this conversation. And I think that everybody should make an effort to look at the victims that we're talking about and concerning about being open and being inclusive, so that they don't have fear in or reluctance to talk about their experiences. I think that if we want to be honest with each other, I think taking a step back as an agency or as people and making slight little changes to make it a more inclusive approach, I think that will help a lot, especially with the refusal and reluctance that we were talking about in cis men and men and everybody that falls into that family coming out and expressing what has happened to them.
Thank you so much, Victor. I thought this was such a great conversation. And I did want to say to everybody that just know that the Safe and Sound Somerset helpline is available to all people in Somerset County. If you're experiencing or have experienced domestic, dating, or sexual violence, you can call or text us for support. Our advocates are trained to support you. So our number is 866-685 1122. And if you're watching this on video, that number is below the screen. So I just thank you so much, Victor, for expressing your thoughts on this such an important topic today.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
To speak with an expert about relationship or sexual violence, call or text the Safe and Sound Somerset 24/7 confidential helpline at 866-685-1122 for supportive listening, information, and safety planning. In the United States, you can also call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 800-799-7233 or the National Sexual Assault Hotline at 800-656-4673. Want to ask Ava a question? Submit it at www.safe-sound.org/ask-Ava. Thank you for listening today. Join us next time here on Ask Ava.